This is the Agricultural Law and Tax Report. I'm Roger McCullough. An S corporation can be a useful entity for your farm business, either as the operating entity or as an entity tied to the operating entity in some fashion. One of the benefits is the ability to lower self-employment tax liability, but an S corporation requires a good deal of maintenance from a tax standpoint, including filing the correct form to ensure that your S corporation stock basis is accurate. I'll be back in a moment with the details.
Truck accidents are on the rise. David Rabine at RBR3.com comes from rural America and has dedicated his life to helping families recover from personal injury accidents. Other lawyers refer their clients. Learn more, RBR3.com. Buying and selling farm, construction, and fleet equipment has never been easier than it is with Purple Wave Auction, a global marketplace free of reserves and hidden fees. It's the place to go to buy or sell heavy equipment. Get started today, purplewave.com.
If you have an S corporation, it's important to keep track of your stock basis. It is submitted with your tax return by using IRS Form 7203. That's the form you must file if you sell stock during the year, receive a payout from the S corporation, receive loan paybacks from the business, or you claim a loss-related deduction. If you don't track your basis and receive a dividend distribution from the S corporation, you won't know if it's tax-free. The same is true if you sell your stock. You need to know your basis to properly compute your taxable gain. And if the S corporation has a loss, it's limited to your basis with the balance suspended. If you can't prove your basis, IRS will assume you don't have any. That could mean more taxable gain or no deductible loss. Make sure you follow the reporting requirements for S corporations. A little time and effort can be a tax saver. This has been the Agricultural Law and Tax Report. I'm Roger McCullough.